is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Proud Animal Communications with Rose Proud, heard here on the fourth Thursday of the month. Rose is a certified hypnotherapist who has studied energy healing, meditation, natural medicine, numerous spiritual growth practices before becoming a certified animal communicator, where her true passion lies. She's able to communicate with any type of pet, helping them with challenging life issues, and negotiates effective solutions to increase the quality of their lives. Please welcome Rose Proud back to News for the Soul.
All right. Area code 303, stand by. We're going to come to you first, and let's see if we've got Rose on the board. Rose, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay.
Yay.
Don't worry.
Hello. I'm great. How are you?
I'm sitting here with Pop Pop, who's always wanting to
Hi,
be right
Poppy.
By the radio when you're on.
That's great. I love that she comes in.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like, oh, my friend Rose is on. Let's
Yay.
Get you to do a brief intro, and
okay.
then we'll go to our first caller.
Okay. My name is Rose Proud. I am a certified animal communicator, and what that means is I communicate with animals on a telepathic, energetic level, so you can ask questions, and I can get answers, and I can relay information from you to back to your animal as well. So people often contact me when there's a health challenge or a health issue, a behavioral problem, a change in the family, and sometimes just to see how they're feeling and what they'd like more of or less of in their life and to check on the connection. So there's lots of different reasons, and animals always have something to say.
Yes, they do. And it's amazing because, you know, we can feel you connecting in with all these calls. So I love doing this. I'll just let you know, it took us about 5 minutes to hook up to the board, and the calls are coming in, but challenged with dropping. So feel free to take your time. Let's go to 303. Area code 303, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Marilyn. I'm calling from Colorado.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. Hi, Rose. Nice to meet you. I feel it's very fortuitous to have this opportunity to speak with you. I have a 14-year-old dog. Her name is Bilou, and she's been having some health challenges lately. Oh, for the past year or so, she's really having trouble walking. She's breathing pretty heavy. She can't hold her poop very well, and I'm just wondering, like, you know, she feels like our protector, like she knows she has a role, and so she's doing it, but I'm just wondering, you know, if she's suffering, and if maybe she's ready to, you know, get beyond this body.
Okay, and you know, I'd like to share with you, too, that animals are generally very clear if they're ready to make their transition. And it's not always, you know, easy for us to hear, but it is really helpful when we help them cross over, when we know that that's what their desire is and that they're ready. So it can bring us a lot
Thanks.
Of peace. But also, you know, sometimes they're like, nope, not quite yet. So it's really wonderful that, you know, you're thinking along those lines and giving her the opportunity to tell you. Do you have children?
Yes, they're adults now, but they were younger,
okay.
of course, at one time
okay.
when she was younger.
Because they're very important to her. I can feel that already from her. Mm-hmm. So are they local to you?
Yes. The two of them live with us, even though they're adults, and they are her companions. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, I have adult children living with me, too, so.
kind of the way of the
right
world.
Now for, yes, and it's tough for them. Okay, so, Marilyn, what I would like you to do, even though I've already got a little connection with her, she's very strong energetically. So if you would, though, would you please say your name three times? And usually I have you say everybody in the family, but for the show today, it's okay if you just say your name, your first name is fine, three times, and then her name three times. Are there any other animals that live with you?
A cat.
I would like you to say the kitty's name, too.
Okay. Marilyn. Bilou. Minui.
Have I worked with you before?
I can't remember, maybe.
Okay.
So it's been a while.
Just that name, Minui, sounds familiar. Okay. Just going to connect with her. You know, she definitely feels that this is her family, like everybody, mm-hmm. right? And that's why it asked about the children, because they're her kids, not just, you know, that's how she feels, you know, that she takes care of them or has taken care of them. And, so it's really, really important to her, even though they're young adults now. She still is very connected that way.
Mm-hmm.
She's very aware of the limitations that her body has.
Mm-hmm.
She does feel like, though, she just kind of pushes through. She does what
mm-hmm.
she can do, and she just does it anyway, right? She perseveres. She's persistent and maybe even a little bit stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
Does she sometimes, like if you try to help her, does she kind of look at you like, I can do it?
Well, it's more like, come on. And she's like, nope, not coming right now.
I know when it's okay.
That's right.
Okay. You know, she's not really quite ready to leave. It is difficult for her sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing for her as well that she's incontinent.
Mm-hmm.
That's very hard for her. But
yeah.
There's so much love that comes from your family for her, and she really
mm-hmm.
feels that. She wants you to know that she knows how much she is loved and how much gratitude that she has for you, but also that she feels from your family for her presence. And everyone that is with her, she feels very well supported. You know, just like if grandma was living at the house, you know, somebody is checking on her and making sure she's okay. Does she need anything if she's, you know, not in the same room? She just feels very acknowledged and taken care of. And she's really appreciative of that and very thankful.
That's a relief. Thank you.
She does have a fair amount of stiff and achy feeling in her back, legs and hips especially, mm-hmm. also in her mm-hmm. shoulders, but more so in her back. Is she a bigger dog?
Yeah, she is. I mean, she probably weighs about 75 pounds now and or 80 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I guess it's all relative what's big compared to, right? When you have a 10-pound dog, that's a huge dog. If you have a 130-pound dog, it's like a medium-sized dog.
Right.
It's important. She's aware that there's kind of a gathering that's coming up. So I don't know if someone's birthday and you're all getting together, or if it's the holidays, you know, Christmas, but where everyone gets together.
Yeah.
She really wants to be there for that.
Okay.
Okay. It's mm-hmm. like she's a part of the family. This is her family, and she knows that mm-hmm. this is coming, and she really would like to still be here for that. Like, the feeling I get from her is almost like one more.
Ah.
What is that? Is that, are we talking about, you know, one of the holidays or a celebration with
my son has been running for city council, and it's kind of coming up next week. That's the most immediate celebration. And then we've got birthdays, Halloween on Sunday, my daughter's birthday. And then after that, yeah, it's Thanksgiving where everyone comes over. So, yeah, this is kind of celebration time for us.
And that's where you have your whole family's together.
That's right.
That's what she's talking about. So she feels she'll be very, very clear to you when she's ready.
Oh.
And she really trusts you, Marilyn, that you'll understand.
Okay.
You and she always feels like that she's kind of been, like you and her run the family together, you know. Not saying that your partner doesn't contribute as well, but from what I get from her, you're kind of the heart of the home. And
yeah.
She's always felt like that she supports you in that, like it's, she does that with you. And you'll have a connection where she tells me even that there have been times that you actually feel like you know what she's trying to tell you. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So,
absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So she's really confident that when she tells you, I'm ready now, that you will hear her.
Okay. Okay.
She
All
also
right,
wants
that's...
to know that if she can't get up for an extended period of time, that's also an indicator, or if she won't. Because
okay.
she, as much as she, you know, moves around less, right, than she used to,
yeah.
she still has some independence, and that's really important to her.
Yeah.
So that's also an indication.
That's also very helpful.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have any other questions for her?
No, I'm just so happy to hear that she knows how much we love and appreciate her, and she feels like we are looking out for her. She's not just, you know, kind of lonely or anything, because, you know, she likes to sleep a lot, so we're not,
yeah.
you know, we let her sleep. So, yeah.
And that's okay, so. Because even when she's asleep, there is like a level of consciousness that she still kind of hears what's going on. And it's very comforting to her, you know. Just like,
okay.
you know, as a mother, like as your children get older and you don't have to be watching them every second, even maybe with your kids now, but when you hear them in the other room, they're talking, how you still like to just hear that, you know,
yeah.
or hear them laughing.
Yeah.
It's that same kind of feeling that I get from her. You know, she's still mm-hmm. aware of the noises, the sounds, the people talking, and it's just kind of comforting, even though she says her hearing's not really like what it used to be. She used to have such right. amazing hearing, and it's a little
muscled.
Muscled now, yeah. Yeah. But she really is so connected to the family, and just like you, I'm assuming just because of what I'm feeling from her, family is really important. Like, you're really happy
yeah.
when everybody's at the house. And
yeah.
she's the same way. So
well, that's perfect.
Maybe she'll be able to go through the end of the year. You know, it's hard to say. You never know. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
She might go longer.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's really helpful. Thank you, Rose, so much for your insight. That was wonderful. Really appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And have good celebrations. Mm-hmm. And
thank
let you know, let everybody know to just go over and say hi to her and, you know, say, I'm so glad you're here for this party.
Oh, we
she'll
will.
Like that.
That's awesome. Okay. Thanks
okay.
again. Bye-bye.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Marilyn.
All right. Let's see. We've got another 303, 386. You're in the wings. 303, another one, is next. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hello.
Hello. Okay, there might be
what
stuff on mute.
Oop.
Did I hear a voice just before it cut me off? Anybody there? You're live again.
What telephone number?
Well, we don't give out the telephone numbers on the air, but one of you is on the air. Whoever's speaking now, you're now live on the air. So what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
If it's me, it's Margie. I've spoken to Rose before.
Hi, Margie.
My dog is Cappy.
Right.
And I think maybe he has passed in
okay.
Erie, Pennsylvania. And I was wondering if you can tell me any more.
Okay, Margie. So do you mind if I just share just a little bit with the listeners about Cappy?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So Margie and I have worked together a few times. Cappy got away when she was on a trip going from her home to another state. And he's been missing since July, is that right? June, the end of June.
June 28th, yes.
Yeah. And so she's been looking for him, and she's had this wonderful team of people, you know, helping her as well. And no, she hasn't found him. So just for the listeners too, generally, if someone calls in about a lost animal, it's not really, this isn't the, I would need to do a private session because of the energy that it takes, and I really need the person and that kind of space. However, because I've worked with Margie, and really what she's asking now is for me to check and see if he's still in his body. Right, Margie?
Yes.
That's what you want to know?
Yes.
Okay. So I can do that. So if you would, Margie, just say your first name three times and then Cappy's name.
Margie, Cappy.
I'm just going to be a moment so it's quiet. No, it's not good on the radio. So, Margie, I want to ask you, do you have a feeling Is that why you think that he has made his transition?
Well, my locator and my volunteer are still following leads. I've talked to Melissa and not Mary directly, but their feeling is that he has passed, and I'm wondering if down the road that we might be able to, I might be able to communicate or just hear that he's doing okay. I feel the last message that I had coming through him was that he was hurt and that he was promising to make himself shown, and he had gone almost 3 months of being in hiding and skirting around at different hours, scrounging for food. And I mean, if I have to do another session, I had planned to, but I thought I would listen to you today and try to get some strength from you.
Yeah, and it's fine that you called in because we've already, you know, connected with him. So
yes,
I was just curious because he, you know, when I connect with him, he shows me where he's standing, and I get from him that he's still in his body. So I see him standing. He's kind of, wherever he's at right now, there's a breeze because the breeze is blowing in his face. So I could feel that. He's showing me that. And he was like on a, it was like a hill, but not like a mountain, you know, just a rise, but it was kind of grassy. And he didn't really like the wind blowing his face because it's kind of damp, like it feels like it was drizzly.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he was showing me that because then he went back down this hill and back into a wooded area. I do hear some car noise. So, there is a road somewhere near where he's at.
Okay.
Let me just see if he can show me anything else. And also, because he's walked along this area, he shows me, like, I believe they're dumpsters, but they're blue. So it's like big blue things, but I see three of them in a row. So not just one, but three of them that he walked past to, there's kind of a, they're like at the edge of either a parking lot or, you know, a paved sort of area. I don't see the building that, I mean, obviously there must be a building if they have, I don't really see that. So it's a little ways away. It's not like, they're not like against the building. They're more at the edge of the property where there's still some pavement, but then behind it is, it's kind of all muddy. And has it been raining there a lot recently? Do you know?
I think it has been, and that's what worries
okay.
me if he is still with us, is the bad weather that's been off and on.
What's coming. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And then it kind of goes down, and he went over some kind of drainage ditch or little teeny stream, and then up into this open area that he showed me, and then over into some wooded area. Where those dumpsters are, it's there. It feels like there's a lot of traffic kind of in front of it, like cars coming in and out. So maybe it's like a grocery store or a, you know, a bigger box store kind of place. Or it could be a manufacturing thing. But there are...
Well, I've been in an area and I've combed it where I've been told there was energy there, that Cappy had shown energy. And I was also under the impression that maybe he was hurt. Now I know he must
be sore.
Okay,
let me check his body.
From...
Yeah, and you know, when they're in that survival mode too, even when they have an injury, they, my feeling when I get that from them, it's kind of like how we are when we're in shock. And I don't mean that he's in shock, but because of the survival mode that he's operating on, it's like you just deal with the injury. It's not like if he was home and he would be like, oh, this hurts. But, you know, animals are more, they deal with their pain or hide it often, you know, differently than humans because
mm-hmm.
it kind of is their instinct. But I feel like he has his left front foot feels like it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to convey to him that he needs to be shown.
Yes.
So, because all his information is in a chip and perhaps still in a collar, but
okay.
he has been reluctant to show himself to people, although he wants to be on a leash when he sees dogs on leashes because he feels secure that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me just communicate that to him again
mm-hmm.
about being shown. And it's, you know, it's good to let him know that you're still looking, even though, you know, I know you're not back there right now, but there you do have, you know, people who are still helping you, which is really wonderful of them to do that. It's, you know, and because of the dumpsters that he showed me, and he knows that there is activity over there, that might be a place, I'm telling him, that he could go and be seen. Because
Yeah,
he could be seen kind of from a distance if somebody's getting out of a car and then go back into the security of that wooded area where he might feel
safe. I could even get him to bark or whine. He's not a barker unless he wants to play. And he would whine, I'm told, when he was feeling hurt. Or when Paul's name was mentioned, he kind of got very, you know, feeling Paul's presence. And I went back to Erie. I drove back to Colorado, and 3 days later I was on a plane going back there because I just felt the close and
mm-hmm.
you know, have him show himself. But oftentimes they won't show themselves to the owner. If I don't know,
any people, because I mean I know of a dog that we were working with that was lost, and he was so bonded to his owner, and it was only a few days, and his owner saw him across the field, and she still wouldn't come to him. You know, it's almost like they have to get close enough to really pick up our scent. And then it connects in their brain in a different way. But from,
mm-hmm.
you know, a little bit of a distance, people are predators. People are to stay away from. That's where they come from in their survival mode. So, it depends on their personality, too. Of course, some dogs are more outgoing to go to anybody, and some aren't. So, it can eventually. Hunger will often draw them out to people. But, you know, again, there's so many different factors as far as like their personality, and Cappy was Cappy. I can't remember now, but Cappy was a little timid with people he didn't know.
Shy, yes. Yes,
yeah.
Timid.
Mm-hmm. So that, you know, that plays into it as well. So,
well, the only time a human has been mentioned was somebody who was fishing. He was around somebody who was fishing who had a very abrupt voice, loud voice, and the name Jerry came in, whether that was...
Mm.
sounded like something else. So I don't know what to tell my volunteer or Amy, who you've worked with before.
Go ahead.
I want to listen to you.
I would encourage you to still keep posters up. And, you know, if there's area where there is some kind of, I know it's been a while since he's been sighted, so that's what's so hard, because there's, you don't know what area to start looking for, to look for something like I just described. That's the difficult
part.
Well,
I have an idea, and we've put up a lot of posters, new posters that say still missing and don't chase.
Okay, that's good.
And it's a better picture, I think. So a little bit longer hair, but a muddy dog was seen that looked like Cappy running across a road maybe a week ago. And that's when I was alerted that Amy had heard this, and Sue, my volunteer, went out. So I'd like to be able to tell them something, but the blue dumpsters sound familiar. There is a place near a brook, a stream, and actually it echoes a little bit where this stream goes underneath a root, and there's a thump-thump, which you mentioned, I think, at one point before. So I think I might have found a place where he could be, and it's not too far from where he disappeared and where I stayed for three different times. I've been in Erie, you know, for a week at a time. It's helpful, Rose. I'd like to pass this on to Amy and Sue and keep in touch with them and mention what you've said.
Okay. Well, you know how to reach me if you need to.
I know, I was going to do a new session with you, but I thought I'd tune in because it's the fourth Thursday. Thank you for...
That's right. Well, I'm glad because it gives people that are listening to an idea of how it works when I do a lost animal session. And I think I've talked about it a little bit on my show, but, this gives them an idea. It's just for someone first time, I would really want it to be a private session just because of the energy that it takes. And you know how we started with the heart connection and all of that. So it's just, I feel like it's, it's more productive, but I don't mind that you called in. This is fine because we worked more than once. You know, we worked two or three times, right, together. So,
well, you're wonderful, and I can't thank you enough, and I will schedule a session.
Okay.
Thanks for
all right.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Let me know if you find that place.
I will. I promise I will. Yes.
Okay. All right, Marcy. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
So glad we're able to connect you with people that need your help. It's such an awesome thing. On that note, I think I said 386 was next. Let's go there. 386, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Karen in Holly Hill, Florida.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Rose.
How are you?
I'm Ducky. How are you?
I'm great.
That's
are we
going
to talk to Miss Maya?
We are. We're just going to ask her if she's, well, let's do the name thing.
Say that again?
Let's do the name thing first, or?
Yes, please. Say your name. You can just say your first name, Karen, your first name and three times and her name three times.
Karen, Maya.
So just so everybody knows, I've worked with Karen before, and she's also a dear friend of mine. But it's been a while. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yes, it has.
Yes. So, and I've worked with Maya. So what are we checking in on Maya about? Is she being a bad girl?
No, she isn't, but she's still extremely weird and still very timid. We really thought she'd be more, well, less, like, fearful, but she's still, like, any little noise or, God, if I drop a pot while I'm taking it out, she, you know, you have to pry her off the ceiling fan. But we've seriously considered getting her a little brother or sister, I'm thinking a brother. And 2 years ago, you told me that she was not ready for that, and I'm curious to know if she might be ready for a sibling to teach her how to be a dog, because she does not know how to be a dog.
And, you know, sometimes, especially getting the right energy, right, a dog that's very confident and calm and can really, really help them. And it might be okay if it's a girl. You just, you know, you have to do that meet and greet to know.
Right on. The problem with Maya is if you ever, I mean, she's usually just excited to see you or whoever when a physical person is here, but when she plays, she sounds like a thousand pit bulls growling. So most other dog parents, the minute she starts getting excited, she sounds like she's mean, not playing. So it's kind of frightening when I introduce her to other dogs because she doesn't, you know, she sounds so aggressive, even though that's just the way she sounds.
You know, and most dogs play like that. That's just their filter of, because of her breed. But I mean, my two dogs I used to have when they would play. That's right. All right. Let me just ask her how she feels about.
Okay.
First thing she wants to know is where are they going to sleep. You know, she's a little possessive about.
Yeah. She has the run.
She's like, wait a minute. Where will they sleep? She doesn't want to lose her spot.
She would
it's
never
more like you'll
spot.
Lose your spot, right?
Yeah, shove me off the bed.
Yeah, Karen will be on the floor, and Gunnar and Maya will be, and the new dog will be all on the bed.
More than likely.
Okay. She's open to the idea. She just wants to make sure that they're not going to boss her around. She has a little bit of intimidation of another animal bossing her around. I mean, she generally does well with other dogs, right?
Well, we don't socialize her that much. You know, I work so much. It's not like I have time to go to a dog park. So basically if we walk her in the neighborhood, but usually she does. But my friend Bridget came over with her huge Rottweiler, and she lunged at him, and he cried, and Bridget put him back in the car. Now, I don't know if she was trying to play or because he was coming up on the porch, you know, if she was being protective, but usually when we meet another dog out and about, she's fine, but I just never am comfortable letting her just go because she got loose one time and went down to the corner. There's a blue pit down there, and they sounded like they were killing each other. And it took quite a while to get them apart, but neither one of them had a scratch or a hole or anything. And that's the only time she's ever gotten out of my control. I had company, somebody opened the door. But neither dog ever had a scratch on them. So, you know, were they both just playing so roughly that, you know, we thought they were killing each other? But I don't know. It's nerve-wracking for me to think that should I be somewhere and she wasn't nice to another dog, I would be crushed.
Right.
So I'm leery of it.
But you're thinking that it might help her.
I think. Like, she's afraid of the doggy door. She's afraid of she's afraid of everything. She can be standing next to a tree and all of a sudden duck like the tree moved. She's just so fearful. And when she's playing, she doesn't notice anything. She's just playing. But I just wish that I could get her with another dog to play and see that everything in this world isn't scary. Right now she's cowering because it just started to rain. Thunder and lightning, she's, you know, shivering and shaking. She just has so many fearful issues.
Yeah. And that's, you know, part of her apprehension too with another dog is, are they going to be like Bossy? That just would escalate her anxiety. That's where she's kind of open, but she's not really sure. So, And you've had her, how old is she?
I want to say she's 5 going on 6. We've had her 2.5 years.
Yeah
I want to say she was about 3 when we got her, so I'm saying she's about 5, 5.5.
There are a couple other things that you might want to try to help her with her anxiety to kind of get that cleared away. I'm sure you've had Reiki done on her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, Lynn's done it.
From Lynn, yeah. So, I mean, that's one thing too. But, you know, hers is very deep, and I'm not even sure if it's just from this lifetime. You know, sometimes animals come in, just like people, to this lifetime with some trauma. And often, animals sometimes, too, if their birth was very traumatic. But she also had an experience when she was young where she felt really threatened by another dog. So that's where some of her apprehension about it comes from.
Because when she sees another dog, she gets so excited and happy. But, you know, and I know that we can transpose our worries onto them, and I get a little nervous because I know she's going to play rough, and I try not to put my emotions into her emotions, but she wants to play with other dogs. She gets so excited when she sees other dogs.
And it would probably help her, you know.
I believe it would.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, if it's about finding the right energy and letting her be a part of that choice, you know. So it would, you know, you'd have to be able to take her to wherever you're adopting from to see, and they usually require that anyway. You know, a meet and greet.
Right.
Not on
right.
your property, because that's more intimidating. I almost feel like, I know you probably don't want this, but I almost feel like a puppy because, you know, puppies. I know. I hear you.
You're killing me, Rose.
But, you know, there might be an older dog, too, that just has the energy she needs. I have a client who has a dog like her who's just, so, I mean, she only started coming in, actually sitting on the couch with her person within the last 6 months, and he's had her, like, 3 years. She would hide behind the couch.
Chair, but not mine.
Yeah, she's just so afraid. He got another dog recently, and there was a couple different ones he tried. This little Scruff-a-Muffin, who's smaller than his other dog, she's about 7, and it's like Artemis now she's like blossoming. It's really amazing. You know, and we knew that she needed a dog, but it had to be the right energy.
The right dog.
So,
right.
Yeah. And you're good at, you know, you're good at feeling animals. You're so good with animals. And
Well, my intention before I got her was to only adopt older senior pits because they're not going to get a home. And that's what I had put the application in for, but they pulled her 2 weeks from death out of a kill shelter, and I saw her picture and said, I'm coming to get her. I wasn't looking for a new dog. I was looking to take old dogs in because they, like Taylor, you know, Taylor had the last 11 months of his life, he was a king. So as hard as it was to lose him so quickly, I knew that his last 11 months were the best of his life. So
and
maybe there's
someone out there like that, you know.
Yeah, an older pity she would feel comfortable with. Yeah, and that they would be like,
and if they have that really calm, grounded energy, like some dogs do, and I've known a few pits like that too. They're just like, you know. In fact, one of my first experiences, I'd never been around a pit bull, and you know, I love all dogs. But there was like no way you could not love him. You know, he was just like, bum-ba-dum, hi, come on in, in my belly. You know, he was just a big mush. And that kind of energy would be great for her as long as she could still play. You know, they'd have to be some playfulness to them too. But so she is open. She's just a little apprehensive. So I want to let her know that this is something that you're considering, and it would be for her. So it's not taking away from any of her attention or her sleeping bed. But it's
teach him
actually
him
adding
to, lay
to
in,
that.
In a dog bed. I got rid of all the dog beds because she would not lay on them. It was like they were filled with glass. And you know the love seat that all my dogs have sat on, the love seat in the front windows?
Yes.
She won't get up in there. I have actually physically picked her up and tried to place her on it to show her that she can look out the window, and she is of the mind that there's needles in there or something. She is terrified of furniture. The bed belongs to her.
And Gunner's chair.
Well, only once in a while will she jump up with
him. Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I can beg for an hour for her to come up with me, and unless it's thundering, she wouldn't even consider it.
That's so funny. Well,
yeah.
You know, just put it out there that what you're looking for, and, you know, I will help hold that space too that the right animal comes in, because I think she does have a curiosity about it and an openness to it. You know, at the beginning when we first asked her, she was still just getting settled in with you guys, and that was enough.
Yep.
So,
and I got that, and that was fine.
Yeah.
I just think she might thrive if she had the company and somebody show her that right now there's nothing to fear. It's just rain because she's cowering. And if there was another dog that just looked in and said, hey, I'm going to go outside because I'm not scared of rain, I just think that it might bring her out of the little shell that she's in.
Yeah, and even, you know, she might still have some of that, but it will help. She'll see that there's another way to be, and it will help her feel, you know, more grounded that way. And it's not that you guys aren't doing a good job. You know, it's that whole dog energy thing. So,
Well, I know she loves us, but... And she does know we love her, right?
She does know. Are you kidding?
As I'm sitting here petting her, heart scream faces on her back.
Oh, that's right. She has a little heart on her back, doesn't she?
Yeah. Two hearts and a little scream face.
That's great. Was there anything else you wanted me to ask her? Yes.
Can you just say hi to Keeper and Bayou and Taylor for me?
Oh, the Keeper and Bayou and Taylor are all in spirit. I know when you were talking about another dog, I thought, man, like, Keeper was the one that, I don't know if I actually met Keeper, but Keeper had that very grounded energy.
Yes.
Right?
Keeper was a human.
That's the kind of energy that would be so beneficial to her. So, and maybe, you know, they can help guide that dog to you, you know, help you, especially Keeper, because, you know, just she's phenomenal. Her energy is just amazing.
Yeah,
She was a she, yes? Keeper?
Yes. Yep.
It was a girl? Okay, yep. That's what I thought.
Yep.
Okay.
She was the red, and then Bayou was the blue, and Taylor was a mastiff, pit bull,
right,
boxer, something.
Well, I met Taylor in person. I think I met Bayou, but I couldn't touch Bayou, right?
I don't remember.
Maybe it was, maybe we just connect. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, let me just connect with them and tell them to help you.
Thank you.
Their energy is very present. Keeper is always going to be a guide for you. She holds that space with you, you know.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Taylor is back in body. He really wanted
really?
To come back again. Yeah.
Wow. That's
so he's
really
back
cool.
in body now.
He was so abused. He deserves a better life.
Yeah, he really wanted to do it again. Let's do this again. Okay.
He better get better humans this time in the beginning.
He shows me himself. He's young. He's not a year old, but he's not a little puppy. And believe it or not, he's a little dog. But he did often kind of have that energy of a little dog in a big body.
Right.
He's a smaller dog, and he's getting doted on is how it feels. So he's like...
That's wonderful. As soon as I hang up from you, I'm going to call Michelle and tell her.
Good. Good. Okay, we probably should wrap it up because we're almost at the top of the hour. And
thank you so much.
I know Nicole likes to stay right on time because there's always someone after.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you for calling in and keep me posted. You can call back in and let us know, too.
I will do that I didn't know. I just happened to like be flipping through Facebook and I saw Call Rose and I'm like, okay, I'm going to call.
Good. Good. I'm glad you did.
I do wish you and your sister would come visit here.
Okay. We're planning on it.
All right. You take
care. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We have some time for seamless self-promotion before you run off. What have you got for us, Rose?
So, as you heard, we worked with a lost animal, and if there is someone who's listening and their animal is lost and that's something that you want to pursue, please message me first because I like to have a conversation about how it works for me, what I can do, what I cannot do. And it's just important. I feel that you really understand how it is when working with a lost animal. It takes a lot of energy. It's really emotional for the person and me and the animal. So please, if you do, call in, message me first so we can have that conversation. And I also would love to have anyone who would like to follow up with a private session or do a private session. You could reach me at roseproud.com or Instagram and Facebook is Animal Communicator Rose. All my information is on my News for the Soul profile where you can find everything you need to get in touch with me. And I also have a one-on-one mentoring program that I started just a few months ago, and I'm just finishing up with a student, so I'm having another opening coming up. If that's something you're interested in, we work together one-on-one, just you and me, and we work on intuitive development and animal communication. So if you're interested in that, let me know, and I'll send you info. Thanks for calling in. We'll be back next month, the same time, fourth Thursday. Or actually, it's Thanksgiving, so I'm not sure about that. But
oh.
I just realized
we'll
it's Thanksgiving.
We'll figure something out.
Okay. All right. And thanks
to
everybody who called in.
Yeah. And they can check the schedule on newsforthesoul.com. We'll announce something later. We'll figure that out. And thanks for being here. As always, it was always a great pleasure.
Thanks, Nicole. And bye, Poppy.
Pop says bye back.
Okay.
And we'll see you next time. All right.
Okay.
We'll be back with more right after this quick break.
hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.